You're listening to Vatican Radio. A statement from Christian churches around the world urging an end to the Syrian conflict was presented on Monday to Lakhdar Brahimi, the UN Arab League Joint Representative for Syria, by the World Council of Churches General Secretary Reverend Dr. Ola Fixitvite. The meeting between Brahimi and Fixitvite followed on from a WCC-sponsored meeting on Syria last week, attended by Middle Eastern and other church leaders from around the world. Cardinal Jean-Louis Torrent, head of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, and Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the Holy See's representative in Geneva, were among the Catholic representatives at the meeting. Despite the challenges facing the Geneva II talks, Reverend Fixitvite says he still sees hope for a cessation of conflict in Syria and stresses that the churches together will continue to make all possible efforts to contribute to a just peace in the region.
First of all, we make it clear that the churches around the world, together with the churches in the Middle East, speak with one voice, whether we are Catholic, Orthodox, Protestants, or whatever. We see that also that this is a strong voice and hopefully a voice that they see as a strong support. But it is really also calling those who meet in Geneva II to pursue an immediate cessation of all armed confrontation. Without the stop of this violence, there is no way to proceed into a better situation. Therefore, everybody who are involved somehow, the parties in Syria and also countries and others outside Syria who are involved in this, must stop this war. Secondly, we ask them to ensure that all vulnerable communities in Syria and around who are now in the refugee camps or other places displaced from their home, both within and outside Syria, that they really get the humanitarian assistance they need. That means that channels and roads and communication have to be secured so this can get to the suffering people immediately. There is a responsibility to protect the human beings, and that must be in the focus now. And finally, that a comprehensive and inclusive process starts to rebuild Syria as a place where people are able to live together, as they did before, and where all are involved in this, the government, the opposition, the civil society, not to forget that women and young people has a very strong contribution in this. We also ask those who meet here in Geneva that they both take their responsibility and find solutions, but also remind them that anything has to be led from the Syrian perspective. It is their country, it is their people, it is their future. And therefore any outsiders should let them find their way and support their way forward. We speak also in confidence that we are actually speaking on behalf of the many, the great majority of Syrians and people around Syria and around the world, actually, wishing but also crying for peace. Therefore, we also trust that we say this in a way that also Muslim sisters and brothers in Syria can both recognize as their own position and also that we hope we can find ways to say this together and do this together in a process of reconciliation and healing after this.
The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, was also at your meetings. What was it that the church leaders hoped to convey to him?
He has been given this very important and also very difficult task to make sure that this process of finding a peace agreement and starting a peace process really happens. He's doing this together with a representative from the United States and from Russia and from the region. We have met with him before and we met with him again in this meeting, both to convey our support to his work, also personally in prayers, but also in our conversation. We expressed how much we appreciate what he and the others working with him is doing, but also to let him be assured that the churches in the region, but also around the world, definitely support this process. And that we have high expectations, but also really want to support what can come after this as a peace process, as a process of reconciliation. The World Council of Churches is representing the people in the churches, but also the people in need. And the United Nations is here to work as we, the people in the world, together, to find solutions for us as one humanity. And therefore, we are very much appreciate that he understands the role we have and also why also we want to speak to him and speak with him.
What is the role of the church in this situation? Already the church in the Middle East and throughout the world is delivering humanitarian aid. Is there more that they can do?
Mr. Brahimi said what is recognized by many, that church constituencies and church-based organizations are providing a lot in terms of humanitarian aid and also help to refugees and also in receiving people coming to other countries in this situation. We as churches do this out of our faith commitment that we are called to welcome the stranger. We are called to make whatever we can for those who have to leave their homes, but also to support, even more important, to support people so that they can stay where they are and find a way to have a livelihood, but also to find a future in their own home and in their own place. And therefore, the churches in the Middle East are very important as contributors to the wide mosaic of the people living together in this region. Unfortunately, we see that the churches are losing a lot of their people in the sense that they are moving out of the region in these types of crises. This is not the first one, and we see it again that in crises like this, they and many others leave. And the churches are particularly vulnerable because they are smaller communities in numbers. But still, as Mr. Brahimi said, they are extremely important to have them there, also in the process of building a society of peace with partners and communities who really believe in peace and are willing to invest in that. The churches are not part of the fight. They're not part of the conflict, but they're suffering from it as everybody else. But they're also now committing themselves to be part of the peace process and be part of the solution to this.
Reverend Dr. Olaf Fuchs-Tveit, General Secretary of the World Council of Churches, speaking to Communications Director Mark Beach.